Well, I have to read at least one cat poem. My cousin is an environmentalist, and this particular event happened to him. Can you hear? This particular event happened to him as he was in the stream monitoring water. He said he wanted me to write him a poem about it, so I did. Here it is. It's called Almost an Angel. Over the waters swirl the sad familiar whale. Abandoned, they cry. He sees them. They run. They probably die, but not always. His farm is home to a dozen cats. He lugs his gear to shore, collection bottles and seine, scans the banks upstream and down for a kitten. Nothing. Nothing. So back to work. Surge of water against his thighs. Above the gurgle, again the cry. There. From the bank at the bend, an orange tabby, skinny, bedraggled, a month or so old. So young, so young. Hi, kitty. Soothing as stream sounds, his croon. Do you need a new home? Are you brave, little angel? Can you wait till I come to you? No, she can't. She leaps, splash, into the creek. Heaves herself toward him on spindly legs, paddles madly against the flow, ears laid back, nose pushing to a future. He thrashes to her, halfway they meet. She rides his shoulder all the way home. Now he has a pickup truck, a service medal from Nam, a gentleman's farm with 13 cats, and a skunk he calls Petunia. I still hadn't picked which of those is going to be the second poem, but I guess I'm going to go with Cabbages and Neutron Stars. I'm wrestling a clattering, wayward cart that yearns to swerve into the melons. I'm mincing down the alleys of plenty, lest a veteran of the Walmart wars, some gray-maned, rock-jawed, stony-eyed matron, knock me into the cabbages. Contemplation isn't easy in the produce aisle. The moon, the stars, are fantasies here. Fluorescent lights and corrugated roof, they're real. Still, I pause beside those purple heads of cabbage, so veined, so tightly wrapped, so intricate, in rows, like meditating heads, remembering the shattering light of a star's collapse, the supernova that hurled all we're made of, potassium, oxygen, everything chemical, into the night, then disappeared. Disappeared, but for its signature, wrapped in a cloud of dust, nebula of groceries to be, a tiny spinning neutron star. It flashes code across a sea of space, so like the beacon light at Charlevoix that sweeps the lake at night, but can't quite reach the produce aisle, where I clench a sacred list and chase a wobbly cart, so very far from miracles, except for swirls of stardust we call cabbages. And finally, as you may have noticed, an awful lot of the people in the Squirrel Hill workshop are females. A great many of them mothers, some of them grandmothers, and I showed up at Mother's Day last year without a poem about Mother's Day. Not going to happen again. No poem about your mother? Ingrate, prodigal, cad, skinny dipping, cats and a sore big toe, but not a line about mom? You self-centered jerk, you pea-brain poop. Daddy twice and grandpap thrice, but still the sensitivity of a shaggy-haired, baggy-pantsed kid. What about the time you busted up your knee? What about the measles? What about the mumps? 18 years of lunches, 22 of laundry. What about the worry? What about the love? Hang on, hang on. We're German, you know. A stiff hug, maybe, but oh, Mamma Mia, she'd glare me down to a burnt-out wick. dice me into slices you could read the paper through. She might let me write about her pet chicken.